And water, finding new ways. At Sichaba underscore G and at SAFM Radio on Twitter.
Safer Internet Day was marked last week, and we're speaking to Jackie Jones, who's the Vice Chair in Telco Affairs Portfolio. This is for the Wireless Application Service Providers Association. Of course, when we look at a lot of the transactions that nowadays happen in the palm of our hands, we're looking at ways in which you as a consumer can be safer. Jackie, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Sichaba. Thank you for having me.
All right. So what is the significance of Safer Internet Day? Why do we mark it specifically in the context of a lot of the transactions that happen online?
Right. So I think, you know, the internet or your phone specifically is sort of everywhere and anywhere. And when it comes to payments or transactions online, you know, the scammers are always looking for their next victim. Mm. And, you know, this has obviously become a problem. I must say that it's important not to fear technology. It is there to be used in, to be used and enjoyed, and it is there for your convenience. But it's also very important to be cautious.
Yeah. And what are some of the common online threats that consumers are still faced with?
I think one of the biggest is probably still phishing, and I'll explain what that is now, along with spyware and adware. When it comes to phishing, this is a very common one. These are scammers pretending to sort of be a bank or another reputable company, and ultimately they are trying to solicit information out of their victims. And here what's very important to remember is if it is a bank, for example, they don't need your banking information. They don't need your personal information. They have it. So, you know, these guys tend to create fear, et cetera, out of their victims. And it's important to remember that the bank has this information. They don't need it. In situations like this, it is just important to not respond, not entertain whoever you are liaising with. If you have doubts, simply put the phone down or disconnect or whatever the case is, from any communication, and simply phone your bank. It's a very easy one. It's a very common one, especially when it comes to the elderly. And it's just so important to remember the banks don't need information from you. They have it already. And that's just sort of a simple rule. Then when it comes to adware, you're looking at things like pop-ups and ads in the online environment that could ultimately be infected with certain malware. And the other one is spyware, and this is also becoming an increasing problem when it comes to malicious applications. And ultimately here, what the application does is try and get personal information out of the user. So when you look at certain applications or when you download certain applications, there will permissions will come up when it comes to sharing of information. And here, they are ultimately trying to get more information than is required, more personal information than is required, and that's becoming an increasing problem. So it's important to look out for that.
Yeah. So what security solutions are there to help conquer mobile security challenges for consumers? And are there any websites in particular that we should be staying away from?
Okay. I think when it comes to sort of behavior and trying to be cautious online, you know, it starts with you. I mean, be very careful about where you're getting your applications. Be very careful about what information you are sharing. There is certain antivirus protection that is available to users online that you could be using. If you are wanting to sort of buy something online or whatever the case may be, you can do your own research by seeking out reviews. There's also something very simple. If you look at your browser address bar, there's a little padlock in the corner, and that'll actually, by clicking on that padlock, it'll actually tell you if the site is secure or not. So it's just like little things that you could do just to protect yourself. And I mean, I think that downloading applications from reputable sites is also just very important. And I think these are the things you can do to protect yourself from scammers.
All right. Jackie, thank you so much for making the time. I think very briefly in closing, is there a website, contact info about the Wireless Application Service Providers Association?
Yes, absolutely. You can go to www.waspa.org.za to find out some more information about what WASPA is doing in the environment. They work very closely with companies like MCP to scan the online environment for fraudulent applications, etc. And they're doing a pretty good job at that. So you can definitely go and have a look at what it is that they do in the market.
Thank you so much. That's Jackie Jones, who is the Vice Chair in Telco Affairs Portfolio of the Wireless Application Service Providers Association, talking Safer Internet Day, specifically when coming to those online transactions. 46 after 1.